Here we are, man. No Limit Sports, man. Coming to the end of the football season, man. Let's take a reverse back to the beginning of the season and see how our predictions were. Hey, yo, can you guys be serious? Y'all dudes can't be serious for 1 minute? Why is that even funny? Anyways, listen. Viewers, we're going to take a look at the predictions. He's
sitting hard beside you. Let's take a reverse.
Take a reverse? Take a look. I meant to say take a look, take a glance, a peek at the predictions. at the predictions.
To reverse.
At the predictions that we had.
Player futures.
Yeah. Sonny,
you're waiting on the one.
Yeah. All right. Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, guys. Sorry.
What the fuck does that have to do with it?
I hope.
We hope still.
We definitely hope.
How much are you guys dropping on? I'm going to just drop like a five.
Drop a five
and call it a day. Still.
All right, I got
Saquon.
Touchdown. Got a list.
100%.
Jalen
Saquon
Hurts
over 100. I think Saquon goes over 100.
Looks like I only got up to the quarterbacks. So
that's
what do you have before
we
that?
Did
though,
every quarterback,
brother?
Huh?
What you have?
We did quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. I only got the quarterbacks. So, yo, we did a lot.
Quarterbacks is good.
I wish we saw what we said for Saquon.
Huh?
We probably said over.
I don't think there was an over under for Saquon, bro.
Yes, 100%. What are you talking about?
There was one for him and Derrick Henry.
Yes,
like I'm pretty sure we said over for both.
It's like 18 weeks ago.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. All right. So yeah, for Daniel Jones, 2,650 yards.
What did we say?
We all said over.
That's crazy.
We all said,
well, I mean, good. We figured they'd be losing most games. So,
see, bro, that's logical thinking.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah,
but you know what logical thinking is too? He's gonna get his ass benched for losing a lot of games.
That was pretty logical. We should have been.
Well, I don't know, bro. Brian the Bull was in love with the guy.
It's Dave Bull.
The Bull likes him.
A whole year's passed, bro.
He's been saying the Bull for literally 2 years, bro. Holy fuck.
Okay, here's another one. Jaden Daniels, over 3,050 yards.
And we said under?
Well, you and Devin said over. And Brandon said under.
Wait, that was hate speech.
Jaden Daniels.
Fucking hate speech.
Makes sense.
That's hate speech.
Literally. Very big bias.
I feel like that also followed up with me saying that he's going to be better than Caleb.
Ooh.
Yeah.
First year. It's okay. All
right. Yeah, that was you. So.
Just sidebar, you think he's going to have a softer slump? Just questioning.
No, I think he'll get better with Ben Johnson for sure.
He's talking about Jaden.
Oh, no. I think he'll still play good.
Okay. It's plausible with the way fucking CJ. Yeah,
they have a lot of cap space, so I think they'll improve.
The Commanders?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you go next guy, sorry. Didn't mean to hold you up there, bro.
Just chill, bro. Deshaun Watson.
I feel like we said under here.
3,250.
I might have said over here.
Jeff is the only one who said over.
I might have said over.
You were glazing him. Literally glazing him.
They had just got Jerry Jeudy. I thought there was going to be a promising season.
That's
for every other quarterback on the team.
I even put that there. We all hated on Jerry Jeudy, but Jeff didn't.
He glazed him. I didn't glaze. He did have a good season in retrospect.
Like a donut.
He did prove everybody wrong.
Yeah.
With Jameis.
You're right about that. So you got Watson terribly wrong, but you got Jeudy right.
So, did you actually add that note?
Yeah, look. We hated on Jeudy. Jeff didn't.
That's actually hilarious.
We did Derek Carr, but...
he got injured.
Yeah. So that didn't...
We said he was under.
You gonna go over?
Jeff and Brandon said over.
He was on pace to go over.
He had a great first 2 weeks.
Me and Devin said under.
I guess y'all was right then. I mean,
Josh Allen, over. Everybody said over.
He went under
3,615, but me,
bro. Honestly, I didn't think they turned into like a running team.
What
bro.
Did he end up with?
34.
It was pretty close, but yeah.
Okay. That was just hate speech, though. You just wasn't.
It was hate speech,
right?
It was right. It was correct hate speech.
Yeah, valid.
Here's my personal favorite. Anthony Richardson.
Sure, I nearly just drowned.
That guy cost him by fucking quarterback, Carly.
Everybody thought he'd go over 3,075 yards, except for me.
Do you know how doable that is?
You didn't say anything.
I felt like I disagreed there.
I think he was on you're the
neutral. Border line. Yeah. You just didn't say
anything. How low was it, though?
3,007.
How low were his yards?
Search it up. It was like 1,500. As I do this, search up his actual yards. It wasn't even past their actual yards.
Oh, yeah, because he got benched. Yeah.
As I do this, can you search up his actual Just go on the score app, you know, leaders.
He's not even going to be on there.
Yeah, he's probably not on
there. I'm just going to guess.
He's probably like 2,000. And yeah, I was saying he's a runner, and you guys call me racist.
You're being pretty racist, bro, at the time.
That was a race. Bro, he literally went under.
Bro tapped himself out of the game, bro. It's pretty crazy.
He's literally a runner.
He's better at running, but he's trying to pass. He just sucks. He tried to pass. He just actually sucks.
It's a fair evaluation.
1,800 yards.
Yeah, like 18. Bro didn't even cross 2,000.
And you know what's sad? Joe Flacco threw 1,761.
And he played like, what, six games?
I think Joe Flacco played more than him, no? At the end of the season?
He continued the season.
He threw 16 less passes. And he averaged 220 yards per game, while Anthony Richardson averaged 165.
It's horrible.
It's pretty bad.
12 touchdowns, 7 interceptions for Joe Flacco, and then just flipped that for Anthony Richardson.
No way.
8 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Garbage.
So bad.
I was terribly wrong.
And then 9 fumbles. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that guy is bad, bro.
He's terrible. Still.
Like, that's bad.
Just stick to rapping.
Okay, then we had Tua. But he got injured, right?
He got hurt. He was out 6 games or 4 games.
Okay, that one doesn't. Me and Devin said over. You said under. At this point in the video, Brandon was distracted by making his bets.
Oh, yeah, I was making the bets at the same time.
So, oh, yeah.
He did not vote on that one. Yeah. Lamar. Here's a good one. Brandon didn't vote on this.
Of course.
Over 3. Yeah, he was locked in.
I think
in.
I took Lamar on the ticket, though.
But it was 3,250.
Yeah, Devin took Lamar.
Me and Devin said over. Jeff, the hater, said under. He went way over.
That's good, though.
Yeah, what is he, though? Like 35?
No, he went like 4,100.
That's good. I'm happy for him.
41 touchdowns, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the comparison between him and Josh Allen. That was like 35 to 40, 41.
Which didn't really make sense, but in hindsight, it did.
That's like 50.
See, how the fuck do they know that shit, though?
NFL honors is crazy. When?
But like, think about it. Josh Allen was more of a thrower in his career.
This week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh Allen was more of a thrower of the ball before this season, and Lamar was more
last year, they started showing it later in the year. They switched their offense to running.
Yeah, Lamar's
pace. Remember I was telling you?
You were saying it, still.
Lamar's also, I think, I'm pretty sure every season has just gone up.
Yeah, his passing capabilities.
I think we thought the opposite would happen. Like, Buffalo would be forced to throw more.
I mean,
and they ended up running more.
We also didn't think Buffalo was going to go 14-3 or whatever the fuck they went.
Yeah, and they just got Derrick Henry. So
I think Derrick Henry just opened up the offense.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah. Opened up the
more dudes in the box. Rashad Bateman had a lot of looks this year.
Crazy. And Lamar just looks like a better passer.
Dogs, Zay got hurt. Rashad Bateman literally just replaced
him. Bateman was supposed to be good, though, once upon a time. Like, he was
Lamar looked a lot better than the season before,
yeah,
especially in the playoffs.
Yeah. Except for a couple of those turnovers.
Yeah.
Kyler, 3,400. Me and Brandon said over. Devin and Jeff said under.
What did he finish?
Can you search it up?
Who's faster?
Yeah, Dev, do that. Yeah. Still, it's your thing. Still.
Kyler it's actually Murray. So easy, bro. Like,
yeah, Devin's good.
No, you just do what he's doing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
38.50.
Damn, he went over.
Damn.
Cook.
Nice. Wow, he actually threw for that
bro,
much.
Bro, what the fuck? Yeah, he's a slinger, bro. Don't get it twisted.
That's the situation where you're like, they're going to lose games.
Yeah, yeah. He was losing a lot of games.
There's a difference between him and Daniel Jones, bro.
Yeah, Kyler keeps
that
you in the
game. That team will keep him in the game.
That is true.
You can't expect the blowouts. Yeah. Blowouts are going to change everything.
Yeah.
Blowouts, you just start running the ball.
He went 8-9. He also doesn't get hurt, right?
Kyler's gunslinger, though.
He did tear his ACL the year before. He just got back.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
Even though he does his squidgy movements.
Should we keep score?
What?
Who got the most right?
I feel like so far me and Sonny have the most right.
Yeah, okay, so Jaden Daniels, me, Jeff, and Devin got right.
So I'm at one.
So hold on. Everyone just keep your own count. Jeff's at one.
Yeah, make a list. Make a list.
Yeah.
I feel like we should go over the whole thing and then...
We could break it up to next week, have the rest of the stuff. Because we also guessed division winners. Oh. Yeah, that's the other thing we guessed. See, actually, that shit.
I know I was only wrong about one.
Right, so sure. You said the first one. Who got it?
Me, you, and Jeff.
All right.
Deshaun Watson going under, me, you, and Brandon.
All right, next one.
Josh Allen going under, just me.
All right.
Anthony Richardson going under, just me.
Well done.
Tua, do we count that because he got injured? Or
we counted Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So then Jeff got that right.
That's what Jeff do with him.
Lamar going over, me and you. And then Kyler going over me and Brandon.
Nice, bro.
Well, that got you on the board?
No, that was my second one. Right, yeah, I don't know why I didn't vote for Lamar, bro.
Six right. I got three right. Jeff and Biz got two right.
Damn.
That's good.
This guy's Sonny's different.
Yeah.
Fuck, you should have bet this. Man, what am I doing?
Cleaned up, bro.
Fine.
Gino over
Jeff.
3450.
He went over.
Actually, bro, we all went under.
He went over. I went under?
Yeah, you went under.
Wow.
What the fuck? What a lame-o.
He went over?
He's like 4,100.
Yeah, he went
bro.
Over. That's a big line, too, bro.
That is a big line.
He's like 4,100.
But I mean, we should have expected that.
What's wrong with us? 4,300. He got his incentive.
Man, he went off.
Well, he got his incentive, the 500K.
Why would we think that he would go under, though?
Yeah, that's.
With fourth. JSN, DK Metcalf.
Well, we thought 3,450 was too high.
It sounds like
it sounds high in the beginning of the season.
It sounds, yeah. Relative now, it doesn't sound as high.
Bryce Young, 3,150. Devin and Jeff got right.
Damn.
I bet over it. Brandon, you didn't bet this.
What the fuck is wrong with me, bro?
I don't know what you were doing, bro. You were on your phone.
You actually done tweaked out that episode. I actually remember you.
Yeah.
He was just listing off people and you weren't speaking.
The odd one, he'd be like, huh? Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Burrow was set at 3,900.
I feel like with the injury, I said under.
And I was the only one to bet over. Brandon, you did bet this, but you bet under.
Damn, something's cleaning up.
Yeah, he's doing well. What do you got, eight? Cuck?
Seven.
Bitch.
Jalen Hurts, 3,525. Did he go over that?
No way.
He might have.
Sure.
He might have.
We all bet under, even you, Jeff.
Jalen Hurts to 2,900.
Yes. Okay, bless. We got this.
Well, you all said under?
All said under.
Wait, Devin, you didn't.
Damn it. Did I vote on it?
No, he didn't. That was the weird thing. Sometimes you guys just didn't say.
No, you know why? You guys going rapid fire.
No.
And, or was I the one saying the option? I think I was reading it off.
Oh,
I was
getting your guys' votes. Yeah, that's
yeah.
What happens. And then you'd forget to vote yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, no.
3,725. Me and Brandon bet over. Jeff and Devin bet under.
Yes.
That's
what
the
fuck were we thinking?
Wait, the last one? Who got the last one?
Y'all were lazy.
It was you and Jeff.
Lawrence, though.
Okay.
No, watch, he's going to have a rebirth. Liam Collins.
Hurts?
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Jeff,
they fucking suck, man.
Is you, Jeff, and Brandon?
On the Jalen Hurts one.
Okay, so you got Poverish. Eight.
Biz it's a Poverish franchise.
Don't worry, dog. Liam Cola is going to turn
them up.
Who the
fuck is that?
The Duval guy.
Yo, that guy looks like a fake person, bro. Something about his face.
Fucking AI generated.
It's something. Like, I don't know how to explain
AI
it.
AI generated motherfucker.
I don't know how
bro.
To explain it. Like, it's like his eyes up here. The other one's like down here. Like his face just doesn't make sense. Like he has to turn his head this way and then it lines up. There's something off about it.
That's actually a perfect description, bro. He looks like a fake.
He does. He doesn't look real.
Is that the end of his name?
No. Baker.
Oof.
We definitely said over here.
Yeah,
there's no way.
3,550. Me and Devin put over.
Yep.
Brandon said under. Jeff didn't vote. Wow.
Fuck, bro.
Why didn't I do it? That's probably hating, to be honest.
Am I retarded?
I knew I was going to vote.
And at the 48 minute and 30 second mark, Jeff and Brandon were glazing ATL crazy.
This guy fucking noted that.
Set to put that up there. Will Levis, 3,350.
Under. Had to be.
Must have won.
No, I think he went over. Okay, that. So me, Devin, and Sonny. me, Devin, and Jeff bet under.
No, he went under.
And Brandon Fuck. Bet over.
Fuck, man.
Yo. Yo. Mush got a live affair, bro. You guys want to update the score right now? So Sonny's got 10, yeah. I got 7, Jeff got 6, and Brandon has 3.
Okay, I didn't vote on like 4 of them, though.
Wow. That's what it was.
I don't know why you took.
I'm pretty sure I said Anthony Richardson said under.
Yo, Will Levis over is fucked though, Brandon.
Same thing with him and Daniel Jones. I thought they'd be fucking just throwing.
Yeah, I kind of get.
Yeah, I think I remember him explaining.
I can see.
Say the same thing.
Too logical.
Calvin Ridley too, like bro.
Yeah.
What are they on, man?
Did he even
get a K? I think he got some incentive.
He got some incentive. I remember them doing the money thing.
Herbert, 3,500. Me and Brandon put over. Devin and Jeff went under. I think he went under.
3,500, Herbie? Dev, you get it?
Yeah. Let me see.
You think he went? Well, the way their games.
Herbert, 3,870.
Yes.
Oh, so we got it right.
Yes.
Let's go, man.
I really thought he threw under because of all those field goals them boys were getting.
Nah, he was slinging.
Yeah, slinging.
He was slinging to the 20-yard line.
Slinging his way out the playoffs.
Should have threw like 43.
Slinging his way out the playoffs.
Motherfuckers knew how to catch the ball.
Yeah, Quentin Johnson.
Quentin Johnson cost 500.
Yo, he started off good, bro.
Quentin Johnson?
He did.
He did.
He had a couple good games, actually.
He did
start
off pretty
good. There's a couple called good games.
Yeah, that was.
And the wheels just fucking fell right off.
Got Purdy at 3,750. Me, Devin, and Jeff put under. Brandon went over.
Thank
you. Over.
What?
3,750?
Yeah.
238.64.
Wow.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Wow.
Before you got just hurt. Like that. Just He's like that. We back up.
Bro, holy shit. Got
yo, the first ones that you... Did he you slings, know that already? Because the early ones, I want to double check those too. But whatever, we're not going to go back now.
Okay.
He slings, bro.
But he got hurt.
Stafford, 3,800. All you guys said over, I put under.
Yeah, 246.
Yep.
Wow.
That's another one.
46? Holy shit.
Stafford is crazy. Original gunslinger, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, Jameis?
What?
Jameson Williams?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I said Jameis.
Wait, Jameson Williams?
Yeah, that's the wrong guy.
I think you're talking about Jared Goff.
Oh, I am talking about Jared Goff.
Speaking of Jared Goff.
Wait. Did I mix up then? I was looking at Jared Goff. I don't know why I heard Jared Goff. What was the line?
Matthew Stafford still.
It was 3,800.
Yeah, the line was 3,762. He went under.
Oh, I got it.
Stafford went under?
3,760.
I don't know why I heard
That's
Jared
crazy
Goff.
Still. I was almost as excited.
What was his line? 38?
Yeah.
Wow, he went like just under, bro.
Wow.
Just 40 under.
Yards. See, if I bet that, bro, I'd be sweating.
Would have been sweating.
Yeah, well, last game down to the last game.
What did they play in the last game?
I can't even remember. Let me see.
Oh, he sat out the last game.
That's fucked.
Against against
Seahawks. Yeah, that's where Geno got his
incentive.
Yardage, yeah.
Okay, yes. Goff. Goff was 4,000. Jeff and Brandon put over. Devin
went
46, under.
46, yeah. At least we got our lick back.
Yeah.
Brandon's making a little run here.
Yeah, he's at six now?
Yeah. Yeah, 6. Me and Jeff are at 7. Sonny's at 12.
Holy fuck.
A-Rod was 3,650.
Oh, man. He got injured too, though.
Me, Devin, and Jeff went over. Brandon did not bet.
And he did go over.
I didn't bet. That one doesn't count.
Oh, bro, it counts as a loss, bro.
No one does it.
Yes, it does.
Bro, what happened was you said, yo, they should definitely make it possible for us to bet about this. And then Devin's like, no, you can't.
Oh, yes. I was trying to figure out which fucking app allowed me to bet on.
And then you're like, no way. Yeah. And then you're just on your phone looking for bets.
Fuck, that was a good one. What's the next game?
Stroud, 4,100. Oh. Me, Devin, and Jeff bet over. Brandon, again, did not bet.
All three of us voted over?
Yeah.
He went under.
Oh, that's a wash.
Yeah, we knew that was a wash before.
And it's the first one that everybody got wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't bet.
Here's a fan favorite. Jordan Love, 3,825.
Ain't no fucking way this guy went over. Ain't no
Devin
fucking
and
way.
Jeff went under. I went over. Brandon did not bet.
Holy man.
Me and Jeff went under?
Yeah.
Told Jeff.
3,300. Wow, Brandon. That is, you would have actually got that one.
I took a wonder, bro. I you definitely took a wonder.
Yo, I actually remember you being tuned out that episode, though, actually.
Nah.
I actually do remember you being on your phone.
Look how it backfired.
We needed that a couple of ones there.
Dak was at 4,000. I went over. Devin and Jeff went under.
He got injured, though.
Yeah. Bro, matter, counting bro. That. Yes. Did you see how he got injured?
Did Brandon vote?
Brandon
didn't
vote. He's a fucking cock.
Brandon didn't vote for the rest of the rest
Are
of
you
the
fucking
pick.
Serious, bro?
Yeah, I swear, I remember every time I do this voting shit too, I'll ask everybody.
Yeah,
answer.
Yeah. And Brandon was literally how he was looking. See how he was looking right now?
Bro.
See how Brandon was looking right now?
Bro, like this. You were literally zoned. I remember still.
Bro, like, I remember when I was editing like this, it. I was like, wow, Brandon's just saying nothing.
We actually talked about it.
Yo,
we
actually talked about it. Jeff.
When are we at? 9?
We're at 10.
Oh, shit.
Mahomes, 4,240. Only me and Jeff bet, and we put over.
He went under.
Fuck, of course he did, because he's a cook.
Yeah, he didn't throw a lot this season at all.
Yeah. Oh, here's an amazing one. Kirk Cousins. Only me and Jeff bet this. Jeff went over, I went under.
What was his line?
4,050.
Why is the line so high,
shit.
Why is the line so high, man? Bro, probably 2,400.
Check that one.
Yeah. Definitely threw like 2,400 yards, bro.
No, he threw 35.
Okay, that's not that far off.
Well,
he didn't start three games.
The last one for now. Just keep that as a tally for the next episode.
Sorry, man.
Malik Nabers, 880. Jeff and Devin went under.
Huh.
Again, Brandon did not bet.
Holy fuck, bro.
I went over.
And you went over, man.
He had like 1,300 or something?
He had like 1,100. Fuck. That's a bad one.
How many did I not bet, son?
Wait. Yeah, he had 1,200. I was trying to find his name.
I was really hoping you just said he did not fucking get over a rack.
But I remember he got
a rack. Sonny was jumping for joy that day when we were losing our bet. We're losing our bed, and man's like, Malik Nabers, go! Right, a 60-yard screen pass to the house. You remember that song?
That was crazy.
All right, so Sonny's at 15. We're at 10. Fuck. Biz is at 6.
It's the fact that he's at fucking 15, bro.
There was a grand total of... Hold on, there's more.
Oh, you still have more?
No.
That was just quarterbacks. Nonetheless.
No, I'm saying there's 10 votes you didn't make.
See, look at that, bro.
Yeah. That's fried.
If you got half of them, right, you'd be inside.
I'd say Jordan Love, you probably would have went under.
That was an easy one. You would have definitely got that one.
Just had a hate of shit.
I feel like I'll
Joe Burrow, I didn't vote too. I would have voted him over for sure.
No, you did.
Did I? I don't think you... I think you said I didn't vote that one.
Well, let me see. I think you said I
did. Yeah, you did. You did. You went under. Surprisingly, you went under.
No, bro. Just
and A-Rod was another one. I actually put him on my ticket.
Over?
Yeah, and Lamar.
Fuck, that's too bad.
Because when you guys were saying it, I'm like, oh, it's a good bet.
Yeah, probably just fucking listening. But yeah, I guess. So when are we going to do the rest of that shit? Fuck, there's a lot of fucking running
Next
backs
week,
and
we'll
shit, too.
Next week, we'll continue it. Should look into some props for the Super Bowl.
Well, we... For the Super Bowl.
Tails. You guys want to know what's
tails?
No, it's not. It's heads, still.
We'll call it the Gatorade.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. If Philly wins, you talking about that? Or
Nah. The ones they're drinking.
Oh.
What city is it in?
No, Vegas? The Gatorade. Louisiana. The great Gatorade.
Yeah,
Gatorade.
Splash,
the
right?
Splash. The one that they...
Oh, that's what it is? It's not
sure
the one that they're drinking, but the one that they're
drinking... How the fuck are you going to see that?
Hold up, bro. The one that they're drinking is the one they get splashed with.
Yeah.
So it's actually the same thing.
No, it's one of the teams, though.
It's one of the teams.
It's one of the teams.
Usually,
they're
like,
different
teams, like...
What, they pick their own color?
But teams have favorites. Like, some people like Ice White or whatever that one is.
Frosty. Ice White, purple.
Yellow.
The blue, yellow.
Orange.
Nobody fucks with
a lot of teams.
No one fucks with green.
Yeah.
You fuck with green.
Like, I mean, these people, football people.
No one, you fuck with it.
I fuck with it.
I don't fuck with green.
I see Philly getting the frost.
White?
Frost white, yeah.
Nah, they seem like a... Seem like a...
Blue?
Should I see what the options are blue. Right now?
Yo, Chip Kelly got hired today, bro.
Yeah, I seen that.
You amped?
Why the fuck would I be amped? To the Raiders, right? The guy literally ruined our fucking...
But as an OC, probably be good.
Maybe.
What do you mean? They have no Hunter Renfrow, bro. He's not going to know what to work with.
Where the fuck is that guy?
He just got hurt and then just disappeared.
Literally fell off.
Yo, he literally fell off. Fell off the earth.
Is he still on the team?
Yo, do you remember that, bro? Hunter Renfrow used to play for the Raiders, gang.
Bro, he was supposed to be the next Wes Welker, man.
You owe me a soda, corny nigga.
Wow.
Is he on the team? He's on IR, no?
No, wait. He's not. They released him March 13th.
Last year?
Yeah. Wow.
Yo, I actually thought he was on the team during, like, this last season. He just
still hasn't played, bro. That's fucked.
He was good, bro. All
right, so these are the outcomes. Bro, just plus 100 to predict the coin toss. Coin toss.
What'd you say?
Coin toss. And then it's plus 100 to guess which team's going to win it. And then you can...
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. That's bro, crazy. Then it's plus 320 if Eagles win the coin toss and win the game.
Wait,
and
what do you keep saying here?
Coin toss.
Coin. And then it's plus 255 if Chiefs win it and then win the game.
Plus 320 and plus 225.
It's not bad. First touchdown.
How do they make that?
Bro, first touchdown jersey number over 15.5 or under 15.5? What are these fucking bets?
Jersey number.
Jersey number.
As in like Devontae Smith scores.
First touchdown jersey number, yeah. Over 15.6, so it has to be higher or under.
Kendrick Lamar halftime show.
Jalen they have Hurts. A bet for that?
Yeah, they always have that.
What is it?
And this yo, they the have
all the tracks?
They have if numbers match the performance. So if Jalen Hurts has exactly one passing touchdown, he's paying $2.65.
Dude, that's just
Marquise Brown has exactly 5 receptions, $5.
Only $5?
Yeah.
That shit should be like 20, bro.
Saquon to have exactly 26 rushing attempts, $10.
Wait, can I see the Kendrick Lamar shit?
Okay, these are the odds for his
this
first.
This one might actually hit. Patrick Mahomes to have exactly 15 rush yards.
You're
no. Crazy, nah, he's going to have more than that.
Think so?
He runs in the playoffs.
He does.
Exactly 15? You know how hard it is to fucking predict that, bro?
See, I was just saying shit.
Right, how much is the odds, though?
Plus 5.
21.
Oh,
that's not enough. It's not enough.
Yeah, can I see that?
All right, Kendrick Lamar's first song. Humble is plus 150.
It's not.
Not Like Us is plus 250.
It's going to be Not Like Us.
It's not going to open with Not Like
yeah,
Us.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to close.
That's how
he's
you start.
He's going to close with Not Like Us.
No. It's one of the others. So.
That is true.
I think it's Mad City at plus 12.
How's Mad City go again?
If Pyros and Creeps.
And he starts creeping out and shit. Starts creeping out the fucking backdrop.
Do you know the song?
I've heard it before. Yeah, you know it, bro. You know it.
I know the song.
Oh.
Squabble up.
Every time they hear. Dah, dah,
dah, dah. That's definitely going to be first, bro.
Nah, I think it's.
Humble is only plus 150, bro.
They think he's coming out with that, huh?
Well, that's what they get you.
I could have made money last. Who was it last year? Rihanna?
I don't remember what was last year. I think it was Rihanna.
No.
It was Rihanna.
No.
Wasn't it?
No, that was the Philly one.
Who was last year?
Usher.
Oh, Usher yeah. And then 50 Cent the year before, no?
No.
Then Rihanna, then 50 Cent.
That was technically Dr. Ray, bro.
Yeah,
50 came out for one song.
Squabble Up is plus 450. Hot Dog Shit song, they probably won't even play that song.
Squabble Up.
TV Off, plus 550.
Turn his TV up.
Only if it's a slappy.
So and then DNA is plus 850. It'd be Humble or Mad City, I'm predicting.
I think it's Not Like Us, bro. Start off with a opening bang,
bro.
Like
crazy, bro.
Actually, you probably had to leave that for the last.
You had to close with that.
Everybody's anticipating. Will he say it? Will he do it?
Yeah.
But then would he be like, you know what? Y'all wonder if I'm gonna do first fucking song.
Everyone's gonna be singing to that. That's the fucked up part.
It's crazy still. I can't wait for that.
You gonna be singing live?
Imagine if Jordan Love versus Lamar Jackson with Kendrick Lamar performing halftime. Sonny might pass out, bro.
Folktale.
Saquon Barkley just scored 5 touchdowns.
5 touchdowns? How much is that?
Plus 15,000.
Holy fuck.
Birthday boy is what they call that ticket.
Oh, shit, bro. It is his birthday, though. Still.
Yes. He'll score 3.
It's Cooper DeJean's birthday, too.
Yeah.
The fuck he's is he
taking him over tackles. Get a pick?
Yeah.
Take him over tackles.
You know which one looks 5? Decent? Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts to combine for 7+ passing or rushing touchdowns.
That's very possible.
That one's possible.
Plus 275.
But you know what they're trying to do, bro? They're trying to get us from the last Super Bowl, yo.
Yeah.
I think this one might be lower scoring, gang.
Of course.
Brandon Graham to record a sack.
He's not playing.
That's what it says. Void if player plays no snaps.
he's on IR. He tore his bicep.
Bro, you better rush in that fucking game, bro. It's the Super Bowl, man.
Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, if they both get a 20-yard rush or more, plus 1,000.
You can bet the on both fantasy points.
That could happen. How much is that?
Plus 1,000. But they both have to have a 20-yard rush.
That's fine.
Patrick Mahomes. Fuck.
What other fucking Pat?
I don't know. I thought of Saquon.
DeAndre Hopkins to have 100 receiving yards?
Not a chance.
Plus 2,500?
What's the under on
He's
that,
been
bro?
Underperforming. Bro.
Xavier to have 15 He's rushing older, yards bro. And 85 receiving yards? This seems very plausible. 15 rushing yards and 85 receiving?
They haven't been running him recently, though.
They have.
I mean, it's the Super Bowl, though, bro.
Cooper you know, DeJean,
everything's coming out.
It's at 4.5 tackles and assists. That's a steal to me.
The odds on that, Brent.
Thing is, I don't want to bet the Super Bowl, but like,
okay, tell me why this.
You have to, bro.
Okay.
I might just bet the Eagles.
Am I tripping here? Or is this free money? To have 25 passing yards in each quarter. Jalen Hurts is plus 155. And Patrick Mahomes is minus 130. Like, Mahomes, I feel like, is a lock.
I
think both of them are a lock.
25 yards? That's like 3 completions a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way they have gadget players and shit.
And then if you want to up quarter, it, bro. And they both have 50, it's plus 450 for Mahomes and 1,100 for Jalen Hurts.
50 is a lot.
Jalen Hurts won't a lot. But I feel like Mahomes has a chance compared to things.
Depends on how the flow of the game is.
Jalen Hurts won for 25.
And then you can do the half. 100 yards in a half. Mahomes is pick 'em, and then Jalen Hurts plus 200
like,
pretty much.
What if Eagles go into the fourth quarter up or Kansas City like 10?
That's the thing with the bets.
10, though. Up 10.
You never
and
know.
They just run.
It's going to be a shootout. Like, you just know it.
Total players to have a pass attempt. This seems free. Somebody's going to do some trick player. Over 2.5 is plus 180.
What'd you say?
Total players to have a pass attempt. So, like, Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you're saying one other person.
So, you just need one other person.
What is that?
Plus 180.
I'm going to have to bet that.
Yeah, I might actually have to bet that.
Have to bet that one still.
Holy fuck. I might actually just have to start running up a fucking
tab.
Tab this week. Just so I can lock in on all these little...
Dink and dunks.
Yeah, just drop like a fifth.
Crazy parlay. I'm just parlay a lot of these.
They're not going to let you.
No, I'm going to take singles.
They're going to scum you.
You could take player props, though. Shit.
Yeah, any player to have 150 receiving yards, which is not going to happen with these teams, is plus 500.
Yeah. Damn.
Any player. Doesn't matter who it is.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Any player to have 200 receiving yards is plus 1,800.
That's it?
That should be like plus 10,000, bro. Like, really.
Bro, and then you can take two, have one reception in each quarter. You know which one I think might be a lock here? Juju Smith-Schuster at plus 1,400.
That guy's cuck, bro.
He's a guy. Playoff Juju?
Bro,
I saw what he did
plus 1,400?
A reception a quarter.
Yeah, bro. Yo, you know one what's crazy? His receiving line is at 15.5. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they see that.
15.5?
Yeah.
He is going over. Wow.
I would say
Travis Kelce's plus 190, most likely.
I think he can definitely get one.
Bro, these are some fucking crazy.
One reception a quarter?
The crack they're putting in this shit nowadays?
It's actually insane.
Bro, they're giving you so many options that you literally don't know what to choose.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's what they're doing, bro.
It's like in the fucking candy store.
Yeah. That's how they're fucking
doing it. You could take Saquon to have 10 rushing yards in each quarter at minus 150.
That is easy.
Yeah, until they put
Gainwell. Until maybe they're getting slapped in the fourth quarter and they have to fucking throw the ball.
Or Gainwell's in the game.
Yeah.
Fucking Gainwell.
What's his regular line at?
Saquon?
113.5.
Well, that means they're anticipating a big game.
When is the last time a running back in the Super Bowl? His line was at over 100.
When's the last time there was a good running back? Actually, like an actual like top-tier running back in the Super
Bowl. Todd Gurley?
Beast Mode? Yeah, Todd Gurley was before this. So.
After, you mean? Yeah, but they got stifled by the Patriots.
No? Will any player break the Super Bowl passing touchdown record? 7-plus passing touchdowns? Plus 3,000. No. That's never getting
close. Plus 3,000. That should be more than that, man. That's right? A pride bet.
Some of things that probably won't
receiving yards years. Record plus 2,000, which is 216. Who the fuck did 216? Is that recent?
Must be Jerry Rice.
Must be Jerry Rice. Guys, all
the right, records. This, the most plausible one is break the rushing record, which is 205.
Definitely for Saquon.
But there's no way Spags is just going to let fucking...
You never know, man. Saquon's...
James Cook, I don't even know why they stopped running last week, Buffalo.
Yeah, like Saquon.
Looked it was working. It was working. I don't know why they stopped.
Matter of fact, I'm taking Saquon over.
That's plus 1,100. Tatum break the record.
Plus 11?
Yeah, but it's 205, bro. It's a lot of yards.
Why is it only plus 11, though?
It's 205.
Plus 1,100. That's it should be
more. If Saquon gets four touchdowns, he breaks the playoff scoring record, which is plus 1,600.
Damn.
The guy only needs 40 yards to break Terrell Davis's.
He'll break that.
He'll break that.
And then the passing record is 506 yards.
Hell. Who's that, Tom Brady?
I feel like that's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He threw that 506.
The Eagles, and they bro. Lost. What the fucking Philly.
Oh, Jets. Yeah. That was fucked. That was a game where it's like, how? Like, you're just watching the whole game.
You're playing good, man.
Couldn't play defense that day.
Well, Malcolm Butler didn't play, bro.
Don't fucking start on that bullshit.
So he got benched. What did he get benched for again? Talking back or something?
They like never
he
really...
just wasn't showing up to practice or some shit.
Never elaborated, right?
He showed up late to practice or some bullshit.
Yeah, Bill just wanted to be Bill. Patriot way.
Gift and a curse.
What are these fucking bets? This quarter bingo. Quarter one, any rushing touchdown. Quarter two, any sack. Quarter three, Patrick Mahomes passing touchdown. Quarter four, Dallas Goedert, 20 receiving yards. Like, what is that?
Yeah, bro. That's the way they get you to bet dumb, retarded shit, okay?
Oh, you know which one's a lot? Okay, this one. Saquon Barkley, first quarter touchdown, rushing touchdown. Then quarter two, any passing touchdown. Quarter three, any fourth down conversion. And then quarter four, any passing touchdown.
That's actually not
plus
bad.
Plus 1,900.
That one might go on.
Yeah, until Saquon catches a reception.
That's too much on this shit still. Will there be a blocked punt plus 1,800?
No. That's it? Bro.
Yeah, it's just not happening in the Super Bowl, bro.
And if somebody scores a kick return, it's plus 2,200.
You gotta understand, the Super Bowl, everybody's taking every place, especially the special team guys, sure, bro. Sure. That's their only chance.
You're not gonna let them get the fucking little...
Yeah, I'd rather bet on the players that you know is gonna get high volume, because the only way you're gonna lose is if they get stopped.
Exactly.
So,
but
at least they're gonna get their looks, though.
They're sure they can get their opportunities, though.
I wish we could do like an early over under on players next year.
Yeah,
see, I'm just a
couple months. We'll get
training camp, bro.
It's still gonna be a lot of trades. Post draft, yeah.
As soon as draft happens, that's when those
that is true, though. Teams what happens to Sam Darnold?
Vastly different by the time.
That's a good question.
What happens?
Vegas is the favorite to land them right now. I think that's what
Shadur?
No.
Sam Darnold.
Oh, shit.
Shadur looks like he's going to the Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Giants at first, right?
No.
Third? Second?
Third. Yeah.
Who's going first? Quarterback? Cam?
Tennessee is first.
Is Cam going first?
I don't know. They're saying attack a fucking outside linebacker.
Yeah,
rusher
who's
or
that guy? Some crazy... Some crazy guy.
Going first overall to Tennessee?
Yeah.
Crazy, because they clearly need a quarterback, but...
Well, I don't get that.
I don't know, man. They make these mock drafts. Sometimes I just think they're retarded.
Maybe they just graded by the best football player.
Yeah.
No, a mock draft is who's going there.
I know what you're saying, but like maybe the people who are making the mock draft go by the best football player first.
Like in college.
In college. Like maybe that guy's that good.
Brother, if you're on a team, are you just like taking an edge rusher when you need a quarterback?
I'm not doing that, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You can figure that shit out with draft picks later on, bro. Motherfuckers will trade away an edge rusher for like a second round pick.
Yeah.
A good edge rusher for like a second round pick. Look at Bryce Huff, bro. The guy we got from the Jets.
Khalil Mack.
Bro, so many fucking players ass. That are supposed to be trending towards one of the Patriots. Actually insane.
TJ Watt,
T. Higgins, Travis.
I just want to build our offense, bro. Like, for the defense. That'd be good for you guys too. Just build that offense, man.
I feel like Bill Drake are May. Waiting for the draft to happen too, and then they'll pick them where they want to go.
We made some good coaching hires. Like, solid. We're ready. Just got to get the players now.
Travis said he wants to play both positions wherever he goes.
That'll be sick to see.
Who does?
Hunter. Travis.
They're not going to let him do that, bro.
Why not?
Vrabel looks like a guy who's like,
it's too much football, man. It just raises the risk. The risk of getting injury, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's already fucked. Like, it really is.
Deion did it.
In the fucking 80s.
Not in the 80s, in the 90s, actually. It's almost decade off.
30 years ago, bro.
So?
That's when they wanted to work them, bro.
Yeah, it's different.
That was when it was worse, bro.
It's different now, bro.
You know they used to get hit back then?
Yeah, but now
teams actually get fucking...
But teams are wiser now.
Homicide on the field.
Teams are wiser now is what I'm saying.
Bro, the guy was playing baseball and football at the same time.
I feel like that's when those...
But who's
those
doing that now? Like,
you know what? Put him out there.
Maybe that's the problem.
No one's doing that.
The fact that they're not doing that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know why they stopped doing that, son?
Why?
Because they're like, yo, bro, we don't want his usage to go up.
They also weren't paying him like fucking $20 million a year.
You guys get Travis and put him on the offensive side of the ball, it'd be good enough, bro.
Nah, let him split it. At least try it out.
It's just like, bro, one bad step as a defensive back in your ACLs.
Bro, it's not like you be playing the whole time, though.
But and it's not on each side. He's new at, bro. So that just makes it complicated.
He'd be doing splits.
That just makes it complicated, though.
It does make it complicated for game planning, play calling.
It does.
He just wouldn't be the one receiver or cornerback.
Then still, though, another team will know certain plays
and tendencies, bro.
When he's on the field,
it doesn't mean it has to go to him.
It doesn't. He could just be a decoy still.
Teams do make that mistake, though, with their running backs. Yeah.
See, like, teams make that way too
often. Oh, yeah, let's bring on the third down running back who only catches passes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, all right, yeah, so everyone's going to
focus. Here's a good example, Pittsburgh using Justin Fields.
Don't even get me started with that.
Yo, he was actually pretty
efficient. Oh, I wonder, are they going to be passing it here? No.
No, who was it? Just recently, it was Tom Brady or Edelman came out and was saying, like, the fucking Steelers is literally still running the exact same strategy-wise, like, playbook. Like in situational football, like this is what they're doing, and it's still
when
doing
he
it.
Was playing in like 08. That's your guy, that's your brother from another mother.
I don't know how he always gets like 10 wins, though.
It's a good thing.
I just don't know how he does it, though. Like, I just genuinely
why is that an accomplishment? Why are you grinning? Do you actually think that's an accomplishment?
It's better than
you think they should fire him.
I think he should step away.
Oh shit!
Don't think they should fire him because
he doesn't need a change.
I don't know. Firing always the kind of leaves like bad blood, bro.
That's your own personal record, whatever.
I think you guys.
Yeah, it's personal. I would say,
they were talking about him getting traded.
Saw that.
They were talking about
he's trading for a coach, bro.
They
teams
did,
do that.
I saw Belichick. I saw Belichick moved around. You know that, right?
He forced it.
They traded though, which means it's a possibility. You know what I'm saying?
You're a GM. You're trading for a fucking coach.
Didn't some team trade?
Like, if he gets fired, you just hire him.
Something that happened recently.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna fire him though.
Didn't some team trade for a coach recently?
I heard there was talks. It was talks.
No, before, like maybe a couple years back.
No, I don't remember still.
What about Shanahan?
No, he was hired.
Wasn't he?
He collapsed off.
Washington?
ATL.
Oh, yeah, he was with Dan Quinn.
28-3 was his last game.
We did that to him.
No, man. Matt Ryan taking a sack did that to him, bro.
Yeah, literally one play.
I don't know, bro. They barely called any runs in the fourth quarter.
You know what the coach is supposed to do? Whatever you do, don't take a fucking sack, buddy.
He probably even told him. Cook took a sack because he was afraid to fumble again, like Dante Howard Tower got him the first time.
What do you think of Cam Newton saying that I wouldn't trade my MVP for a Super Bowl?
Can you let him say what he's saying, bro? Please?
I didn't
even hear it. Like, can you just let him say it, bro? Please?
Okay, Devin, my bad.
What do you think of Cam
he's
Newton saying that?
I'm done.
This guy, bro. He's the same guy. I'll be like, yo, bro, what was it? I actually never heard that because I'm never on social media.
What do you think of Cam Newton saying he'd he wouldn't trade his MVP for a Super Bowl?
I think he showed that in the Super Bowl. He's a cuck.
Christ.
That was your guy, though. That was your...
He was a guy.
No.
He was a guy. Not that season a, was...
He was a
not,
guy.
Not a guy. Your guy.
Yeah, he was, relax, bro.
He was...
Just calm down.
Okay? I'm chilling.
This guy's trying to get me back on the fucking interruption.
No, but yo, didn't you used to really fuck with Cam Newton, bro?
He was a great player.
No.
Okay, bro, relax.
Didn't you fuck with him, bro?
I don't know why you're trying to push this gay narrative, okay? It's not true. Okay?
Does it sound gay what I'm saying, though?
The way you're emphasizing
okay, what are you trying to prove right now,
bro?
Then?
That he was your boy and now you don't fuck with him no more.
Yeah, he's fucking retired, bro. How would we supposed to still be like, hey, yeah, go Cam. Go Cam.
You stopped fucking with
him. Fucking great podcast, Cam.
You stopped fucking with him when he was in the league, man, because he fell off.
His shoulder was broken.
But it's still your boy, bro. It's your boy. You don't drop him like that, bro.
Sorry, Jeff doesn't drop Gino.
Gino went over on his yard, too.
You bet under.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Sold out.
But yeah, I'll just say, what do you guys think about that thing?
I think he's a cuck.
Kind of understand, bro. I understand where he's coming from.
No, but you're literally saying that I would have won the Super Bowl.
No, I don't think he meant
it. Like I don't think that's what he meant.
I think he means like...
No, I'm saying...
Would you rather have...
The question is, would you rather have MVP or Super Bowl?
MVP.
Personally, I think he's just saying that to make himself feel better. Because if he had a Super Bowl, he wouldn't be saying that.
There'd be more noise around him winning a Super Bowl.
Of course.
Like, he'd still be talked about.
I don't know. Because I understand. Because that MVP season was memorable. Historic.
Yeah, it was memorable.
Like, you can't...
But what's more memorable...
You'll always remember that season.
Is him not falling on the fumble.
Yeah. I don't think that's more memorable.
It's more standout-ish in Cam Newton.
Because that's the first thing anybody says whenever he says some shit now.
Yeah.
Nah, well, anytime I think of it, I just think of that season.
He's doing some Navy SEAL training where he's jumping from a boat onto a helicopter and say, bro, you couldn't dive onto a fucking... Your thing is saying that you were scared to get hurt and you couldn't fucking dive onto a football but you're jumping onto a fucking helicopter?
Don't get me wrong. He was a complete idiot for that. He should have definitely jumped on that ball. Dumbass. But I get what he's saying. That year was pretty historic.
It was.
And trading away that, like, you don't get that season without the MVP, you know? So trading away that for a ring, like, for his legacy, I don't know.
No, let's say he still had a phenomenal season, just somebody else won the MVP instead
of Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson right now.
And then he got the ring.
Like, then, obviously. Then.
But I think he's just saying that now because looking back, like, oh, yeah, I didn't win the Super Bowl. But you know what? It was a great run.
Kind of weird all these questions started coming up after we said it. The Super Bowl ring question after we said it.
It's usually how it started goes. It.
I think they ran across, you think ESPN ran across our video and like, yo, you know
somebody from there, definitely.
Nah, they like better somebody, have subscribed, bro.
Somebody with another podcast, but like probably a bit more exposure said it after they saw it.
And then it just trickles up,
exactly. Not like actually ESPN.
You never know. It could be actually ESPN.
So yeah, y'all disagree with Cam?
I disagree with Cam Newton.
Why?
I think that Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that Cam Newton should definitely have worked a little bit harder to try to get back to the stage and win another ring. Or win a ring, period. Instead of settling with his MVP, because I feel like that's what he did.
He settled.
Yo, I'm good. I'm good. I had a great season. I'm good enough to win an MVP. So like, fuck.
He says that all the time, bro.
I was an MVP.
Actually, he does say that all the time.
I was an MVP.
I think he just got hurt.
No, that probably also is two things can be true.
Doesn't know accountability.
Yeah,
that's what happens when people don't have any sort of accountability.
That was bad, bro. Because he really felt all the way
pretty sure if you
asked
Brady if he would rather have.
Well, Brady famously said he'd trade away two of his rings for that 07 ring.
Well, that's different. Undefeated season is like, bro.
Yeah.
That's
that different.
It's in the ballpark.
Then an MVP? 18-0.
It's in the ballpark.
No, but he's saying he wants that ring to cap off that season. Which makes sense to cap off 18-0. With a ring?
That's crazy. I get it, but like trading away two.
And then you're also getting players that haven't won a ring, like Randy Moss. Like Randy Moss
exactly.
gets a ring.
Like, yo, bro.
I get why he says that. Seven. Though, because, bro, like.
What he's saying is, I already got seven. I'd go down to six and win that one.
No, two. So like
yeah.
five.
Yeah, win one.
So he'd win one, so it'd be six. He'd only lose a ring.
I think he meant like take away two rings.
No, I think he means lose one. Sorry.
Well, if you then of course, who the fuck wouldn't do that though?
But
who the fuck wouldn't take away two rings? I'd do that any day.
He's the most legendary.
Take away one ring.
He's the most legendary. Well, I mean,
take away one ring. Yeah, fuck. That's not even
okay. Yeah, close. Seven rings still go, but six rings and I went undefeated.
That's crazy,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, that's
and even, the undefeated down. Was like slaughter.
Undefeated. It was slaughter. Yeah. It was even slaughter.
I don't know. The playoff games were pretty shit. Brady played pretty bad in those.
Still, though, he still come out with the win.
Like, the playoff games were struggles, bro. Like, we.
I don't know this.
That was when.
Bro. I don't remember them.
Phillip Rivers played with the torn ACL.
Oh, shit. That game?
That game. When we should have lost.
The Danian Tomlinson dude?
Yeah, we should have lost that game.
Yeah, Phillip was cursed, though.
You guys yeah, got
blessed. Brady threw cursed. Like three picks.
Phillip was just having kids for every Super Bowl.
for every playoff season. Appearance.
Not swearing on the okay. sideline, throwing picks.
Yo, I didn't know that he didn't swear like that. That was crazy when I found
Dang, forget.
Dang nabbits.
But yo, what about five rings and one of them was undefeated?
That's still legendary.
He was the goat at seven?
He was the goat at five.
Instead of seven.
He was the goat at five.
No, I'd keep the seven.
I think in hindsight, he'd keep the seven because he went to Tampa Bay and won an additional one.
That's a good question to lead off there still. But like, bro, you were literally the most dominant team one full season ever.
This team.
And the craziest part about it is, bro, like when we were growing up, we remember every single Super Bowl, Tom Brady, right? Like,
but you,
everybody.
That one was just different.
Everybody just remembers you Super Bowl. It's Tom Brady regularly there.
That's a real fucked
And that's the person who's representing the best brand of football, you know? That team.
True. Yeah.
And now it's fucking Mahomes. For these little kids, it's Mahomes.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
It's actually insane.
I'll be real, yo. Mahomes, it's getting crazy. If he wins this, it's actually fucked.
This is what, four?
You guys have to stop him, bro.
It's four, but it's a three-piece, bro.
That is two.
That's you guys have to stop him, bro.
You hear that
Andy's,
shit about,
Andy's not 30, bro.
Was 07? What?
No.
That's the scariest part.
Would have been the start?
30 yet?
Of a three-peat?
When did even the other?
2003, 2004. I think they went back-to-back 2003, 2004.
And no. It was 2001. We lost 2002, and then it was 3 and 4, yeah.
Yeah.
3 and 4.
That's what I said, bro.
Okay, bro.
You said no.
And then
no.
The other one, he won back-to-back as well, no?
No. Yeah, no. It wasn't.
It was a gap in between, right? It was a
gap in between both of them. It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
It was like win, lose, win.
It was even, like one of them we
even,
had
it's
like...
It's not even that weird. It's just like...
No, 2014 we won. Then we didn't win like two.
Was the Giants a back-to-back? The second loss to the Giants?
No.
No, I think it was a year.
It was 2011.
Okay.
Fucking stupid
nine
bitch.
Rings, bro. Imagine nine rings. That's untouchable.
10, bro. If you didn't lose the
field. Even right now, he's still
if he went undefeated, yeah.
Yeah, you motherfucker would have 10 fucking
and that's
rings.
If across every sport.
Yeah,
for sure.
10-0, undefeated.
7-3 is, 7-3 is still great.
7-3 is still great.
Yeah.
It's hard in the football, man. Football, man.
It's like, way harder. Way harder.
One game.
Well, there's also...
So the worst team could win. Like, the Giants was the worst team, and they won. It
comes down to preparation, bro. That's why it's so important.
But, like, it's also NFL. 53 players. Like, in basketball, that's it's like, all right, bro, you got Michael Jordan. He's the best basketball player on the planet right in this moment.
You but shut there's him only,
there's
down,
only
it's over.
But here's the other thing. There's only four other guys that you have to, like...
Rely on,
exactly. If those four other guys aren't bots, yeah, you got a good chance. Bro, you got Malcolm Butler benched for a game. One player made such a big difference in the past game.
That's a stupid ego trip.
Fucking go.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Damn, bro. Mahomes gets four. See, like, fuck. Why didn't
and he's not
and
30.
He's not 30, bro.
That's
and,
the crazy
yo,
part,
team
bro.
His still has a great chance of getting better, bro.
Fuck the team. If Andy Reid stays there, they'll figure that shit out, bro.
That's what I'm saying. And with Andy Reid and a little bit more firepower.
Same, man. If he wins, he's got
to. You guys have to stop him because he's definitely going to be back, bro.
You just gotta.
So you have to
you
stop
gotta give him
here.
The losses where you can, bro.
You just gotta enjoy the greatness, man. That's how I look at it.
But like, why though? Why dudes move like that? Don't they like, share the wealth?
What are you gonna do, bro?
They share the wealth.
That's just how it is. The winners keep winning, man.
You want to be the best, you got to keep beating the worst. And sometimes even if you're second, sometimes even if you're second, you're the worst.
I don't think that's what it said.
But then if you're the best,
if you want to be the best, you got to keep beating the worst.
You actually a funny ass motherfucker, bro. For real, like actually, like I ain't even capping, bro. On GD no more.
All right, bro.
All designer get you grinding, man. Fuck your rocks to my socket, shit, man. No designer, man.
But yeah, I don't think we should be comparing any of these other fucking quarterbacks to Patrick Mahomes right now.
Josh Allen's legacy's fucked.
He's just not that good until one of these guys, when somebody else wins a ring. Like, I don't want to hear the fucking names.
Of course.
To be honest. Like, who? Josh Allen? Ringless. And he doesn't even have a fucking MVP, bro.
He hasn't even made it to the bowl.
Yeah, bro. What is that?
Joe Burrow is closer than him, I would say.
Yeah, but even him, like, it's... You're not there, bro.
It's not... It's,
Lamar,
you're not there.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is obviously singularly by himself.
It's got to be Patrick Mahomes and then the rest fucking quarterbacks, and then, yeah.
Fuck.
Lions could have been that team this year if they just stayed healthy.
They could have. I don't know why. Jared Goff, so though.
Jared Goff played horrible, man.
Jared Goff.
Dude, that's what he does, bro.
It's what he does.
This is like he's like notorious for doing this.
Him
weird
and
shit.
Sam Darnold.
Okay, he's not that.
Sam Darnold's
notorious.
Not as bad because it's expected.
Yo, Jared Goff.
He's not that notorious, bro.
In big games, he's notorious.
He's gone to the Super Bowl.
And what has he done, bro? He's collapsed in the
Super Bowl. At least
he
got
there.
Super Bowl, like, you're trying to put him in, like, Kirk Cousins level.
No,
like,
I'm not,
relax.
Bro.
No, I'm not.
He's
I'm
above
not, I'm
Kirk.
Not even doing that.
He's
I'm
definitely
not
above
it.
Kirk.
I'm not doing that.
We
I'm
above.
Not doing that. I'm not doing that.
He's just like
chill out.
Kirk in prime time.
He's just Kirk-esque on some days. On some days, he's Kirk-esque. Like, what did he do against Washington, bro? That defense is obviously not that good, bro.
He missed some pretty easy passes. Not easy.
The one to end the half, that pick was ridiculous.
Yeah, we could put that on Jameson Williams.
I could. But I'm not
pretty
gonna.
Bad route.
I'm not gonna. Because he's.
Even the first pick that he threw, bro. The first
they're
pick
good.
That Goff threw,
that
he missed a wide open receiver.
Scary.
If they keep all their coaching staff and shit together, too, man, they're good.
I feel like if they pick up another receiver, too.
They're gonna need like 5 years.
Who?
Commanders are gonna need like 5 years?
That's my prediction.
I don't know.
To do what?
I think they'll get it.
I think
they'll get it. 5 years is a stretch, you know.
To maybe get to the Super Bowl.
No, I give it 2 or 3.
Shit's tough.
Made to the championship game, bro.
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird in football, bro. It's always the same teams always
make it. I feel like it is going to be the same teams that make it, too.
But then again, with the NFL, there's always that one team that comes out.
Like, Packers are going to be the same shit. Like, the NFCs is all the same teams.
It's just the same teams. They just recycled, bro.
Yeah.
Even when they turn bad, they turn back good quickly.
First of all, the NFC is just ass.
Dog water.
AFC is worse.
Until they actually can...
Like, you put the Bills or the Ravens in the NFC?
They're
bowl,
the
Super
Bowl.
You could actually make it to the Super Bowl. It's just they have to keep playing each other. Even, like, Cincinnati. Like, you put them in the NFC?
How many good quarterbacks?
They're probably
in
the fucking playoffs.
It's NFC West and NFC South that suck, bro. Those two divisions are ass.
Nah, y'all just got carried by the NFC North, really.
And even
if that,
they all got bounced.
They all fucking lost.
All NFC North has the same record in the playoffs. 0 wins this year.
Damn, bro, that's crazy.
What are you so happy about that for?
Because like he's basically saying, yeah,
no one in his division.
Yeah, no one in his division even has a fucking playoff win this year. There's 3 teams though.
But the team that does have a win in 2025 from the NFC North is, ironically, the Chicago Bears.
Just like you say, your team, the only team that won this year?
This year, in 2025, in Lambeau.
That's actually joke.
This guy, bro.
I think the Bears will be better next year,
It's a good
year,
start. Good start
that,
to the
I
year.
I honestly say this
you
every
say
year,
that every. You probably say that fucking every game, too. Like, yeah, I think it'll be better this week.
Yeah,
yo, I just think they have to be like how much. Like,
shut up, bro.
Worse,
they don't.
How much worse are you gonna get?
Like they actually don't, bro.
How much worse are you gonna get though, bro?
I don't know. They find heights, new heights.
You mean lows, bro.
New lows.
New lows every year, bro.
But they did beat Green Bay though.
That was the fucking high.
That was a big high for them, bro. After that season,
it's a big high for them. They fucking won.
They won me money that day, though. Still needed that.
That was a big win.
Very big win, bro. For Caleb's legacy.
But yo, they got some solid coaches now, and that's where it starts.
Praying for you, bro.
Coaching is where it starts. Not only Ben Johnson, but Dennis Allen.
Dennis Allen's good.
Antoine Randall. Who's he again?
Dennis Allen?
New Orleans.
He's the head coach.
He was a defensive coach when Thing was there, Sean.
No, he wasn't.
Sean Payton.
No, that was the other guy.
No, he was there for 1 year, and then they left.
Are you talking about the Bounty Gate guy? That was somebody
else. No, that was Greg Williams.
Yeah, Greg Williams.
That guy was fucked.
Greg Williams been out the league, though.
Yeah.
So Dennis Allen.
Antoine Randall.
Randall, bro.
Is that guy a wide receiver?
Yeah.
He's wide receiver coach.
He used to play for the Giants. He used to play for the Giants.
Okay.
He was nasty back then.
The receivers did fine this year, though.
I think you guys need a fucking dome, man. Y'all are making that, right?
They're looking into a new stadium, either in Arlington Heights or downtown Chicago.
Are they going to make it a dome?
Yeah.
I think outdoor fields are just...
It's out there, bro. But it takes out the whole iconic feeling of Chicago.
Playing in the snow in the league.
You guys got to do something to make some of your advantage, bro.
Crazy win. Mahomes is like 15-0.
That was the advantage, though.
Stadiums.
Yeah, it was.
Getting people to come to the Windy City.
It's crazy.
What'd you say, Dev?
Mahomes has a stat where it's like 15-0 in enclosed stadiums.
Yeah. Same with Goff. Goff has a pretty good record.
Louisiana's open, right?
No. Bro, New Orleans? It's literally notorious, that dark-ass stadium.
They could open that shit, though.
No, they don't.
Isn't the Superdome? This league called a dome, bro.
Superdome.
Mercedes Superdome. Arizona opens.
But you're talking about... Yo, you watch football?
Yeah.
That was a bot fucking question.
It was a wishful thinking question, is what it was. That's what you call it, buddy.
No, it's all these years, bro. The Saints, have they ever opened up the dome?
Are we still split with our decision on who's going to win? Eagles and Chiefs?
Yeah, we still have a bet to make, no?
Yeah. Let's do that shit right now.
Let's do it right now on this dip.
What's the bet?
50 push-ups.
Shut up, bro.
Cinnamon challenge?
Okay, what is that?
But I can't do it, so.
Fuck.
Yo, you two are just going to have to do it, man.
No.
Why?
It's not even fair.
It's fair though. So it's one on one. It's one on one
versus each other.
But you guys don't have anything in the game.
We're not a part of it.
Yo, here's the thing though. Eagles are gonna win, so he's gonna have to do it. Like Richard, Eagles are going to win.
He's going Chiefs. Devin's going Chiefs.
No, he loves the
Take
Chiefs.
This in. They also got Eric Bieniemy today.
Oh my god!
Like
Eric Bieniemy?
Yeah.
As what?
Okay, what did he say the first time?
Assistant head coach and running backs coach.
Okay, he's actually a guy. That was the Chiefs guy.
Isn't that the bald head guy?
Yeah.
That's the Chiefs guy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Patrick, the OC for the Chiefs.
Pat Mahomes used to argue with him.
What about shave the beard?
Shut the fuck up.
I ain't doing that shit.
That's a fair one.
That's a good one.
I'm not doing that shit.
The beard is fine, bro.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't mind getting a fresh grow in.
I'm not doing that, bro.
Why?
Why, bro?
Fuck that. Shave my beard.
I will shave the mustache. Just mustache.
That's even worse, bro.
Mustache.
Yo, but yo, here's the thing about the mustache. It'll grow back quick. Yo, but the mustache will grow back quickly.
Fuck that, man.
Yo, mustache is good, bro. You know that, bro. You don't have to lose the beard, bro. You'll get this shit back in 2 weeks. Real shit.
Okay, to be honest, I'll probably get it back like
2 days.
A week, bro.
Yeah, like 3 days.
Not even.
Three, four days.
As soon as you get the stubble back, you're good.
Yeah.
It's literally going to...
Come on, bro.
That's a good one, I can't do this.
For the pod, bro.
That's a good one.
Fuck that.
You can do it.
At least cut it down to shorter.
No.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yo, it's 3-1, bro.
I don't want to do it.
It's 3-1, bro.
I don't care, bro. I don't want to do that shit.
Then what are you willing to do then?
Nothing.
Okay, how about shave...
What?
What the fuck is shaving your arm?
Yeah, what is that going to do, bro? Yes. Ice bucket challenge?
Ice bucket. That's good, light. Bro.
Down.
I'm down if you want to do that. It's light.
I'm not really down to do that, but I'll do
that. I'm down to it.
Makes me feel like I'm drowning.
I'm down for Jeff to do it. I'm down for Jeff to do it.
I ice bucket, you mustache.
Nah.
What the fuck, bro? I'm trying to compromise
you.
You do
the mustache.
I don't mind the mustache, though.
Yeah,
I mind the ice bucket. So I'm trying to compromise.
Nah, man, I'm not doing the fucking mustache. Wait, that one, only one of us are winning.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No. Fuck that.
It's 50-50 chance.
It's either me and Jeff shave or you and Brandon shave.
You and what? You and Jeff? Nah. I'm not shaving.
Just the mustache, though. Just
Nah, man. Nah.
So then what are we going to do, bro?
How about everything but the goatee?
Fuck that, bro.
Okay. You're done? No shaving?
No shaving.
Oh, you didn't say that, though. So I was just...
What do you think? I've been saying it. I said no beard, no mustache.
It's different variations. So you're trying to make sure. You loved him, bro. Can you think of an idea, guy?
I know.
Like, can you think of an idea, guy? Like, you're just sitting here with...
No, I was cool with the hot chip, but I can't do it.
How can you be cool with something,
cool with something I don't have to do?
But like, that's the thing. Like, why do me and Jeff have to be involved?
Well, one is Jeff's actual team in the Super Bowl, so he has to be involved.
Plus, there's four of us.
And there's four of us.
Okay, Jeff's actual Super Bowl team makes sense. I'm not going to lie. How about you think of something? You didn't think of anything.
I offered the mustache.
No, you did.
Dunce?
What, he picked beard and all you said was mustache?
So then I minimized it to mustache to make it fair.
Wow.
So smart. Mustache without the beard is...
It's jokes. It's literally jokes, though. It's jokes. And then you can say you lost the Super Bowl, man.
No.
All right.
What else?
All right.
Lose a finger?
I got a good one. The loser has to lock himself in the washroom, and the fart bomb has to go off for 30 minutes.
That's insane.
What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? And shit. Yo, what's wrong with this guy, bro?
He's sickle, bro.
No, it's because he likes it.
No, bro. He has a
please, he goes, please lose.
Yo, you guys got any ideas?
30 minutes. This
30 minutes is so long, too, bro.
10 minutes. 10 minutes.
10 minutes is fucked, bro.
10 minutes, though. Have you ever smelt a fart bomb?
Yes, bro.
They're actually fucked.
Retarded.
No, they actually make you gag, bro.
Hey, yo.
The fart bomb?
You're gagging on a bomb?
How's it? Like, yo, bro, Rich, how's that funny, though?
Stop, bro. Stop.
This is so gay.
They make you feel like you're going to throw up, okay? Yo, let's go, bro. Sonny, need your contribution.
Think of another one, bro. For the Eagles. Think of another one.
Should I buy smelling salts?
Okay, I'm done doing smelling salts. That shit's jokes.
Yeah.
Smelling salts is finished.
Yeah.
We'll try it out.
Yo, that shit...
I feel like I just want to do it regardless, even if I lose and win.
So we'll let them do it.
Does it take like 5 hits in a row?
Apparently it's fucked,
though. No, that's going to fuck you up.
Yeah. So then what the fuck is the point of that?
We don't have the tolerance for that.
I think you should just get that regardless.
I'm going to get that regardless.
Let's do that then, though, bro.
Nah, but that's a, what the fuck? We're all going
to
do it.
I'm going to be down to do it.
Even if we lose, we're going to win.
If you lose, you do it on camera.
I will do it on camera.
I guess.
Okay, let's just do the fart bomb. But fucking like 5 minutes.
Nah, that's still fucked, bro.
What do you mean? That's pretty funny.
That's 5 minutes with a fart bomb, bro. Well, you're gonna die, bro.
Yo, it's gonna have to be off the phone, yo.
Yeah, you're gonna have to just record yourself with the phone.
That's fucking stupid.
Holding the phone, that's fucking stupid. Yeah, it's been 2 minutes.
Yeah,
5 minutes.
How about 3 minutes, Brandon?
What's wrong with you? Why is this an option,
this
bro?
Is a good one. He's agreeing to. This is the only thing he's agreeing to.
It's a good one, man.
Out of all the options we listed,
this is the only
fart bomb.
He's the only one he's agreeing to, bro.
Y'all gonna, why are you stressing? They're gonna lose.
Brandon, you know it's gonna be tough in there.
It's a benefit for him, bro.
That's funny. You're gonna see him unfazed on camera. Oh, yeah. This is nothing.
You guys are tripping.
Walk in the park.
You guys are tripping.
I'm gonna be cheese, bro, because I kind of want Eagles to win.
What do you hate betting on fucking KC?
No, I just feel like the refs and shit are going to overturn anything that Eagles do.
Get like, ready bro, if to it comes smell down, a fart in the washroom.
Comes down to a one possession game.
Yeah, so it's
there's a defensive holding or offensive holding or.
Does that shit linger?
I don't
know. Yes, bro. Bad.
Don't want that either.
Fuck, man. No.
It's actually
trying
bad,
to fuck up my washer, bro. I have to use that shit.
She's turned the fan on, bro.
What else?
Yo, bro, can you contribute, bro? We've offered you seven things.
Let me see some. Fucking trying, bro. Like, holy shit.
Are you thinking? Like, what do you think about?
Paintball would really be the funniest one.
You guys want to do a paintball then? A
paintball or like an egg. Like, you have to run. The winning team throws eggs at the running team.
But we're going to do this in the winter?
Get that shit in my hair, yo.
Yeah, the winter would be perfect.
But like, is it going to hit our jacket?
Just wear some old shit. We'll be outside for like, what, maybe 2 minutes?
But it's just gonna hit my jack. Like, that's I'll just wash it. It's not really a punishment.
Bro, suffocating the washer to a fart bomb is a fucking punishment for losing, bro.
It's not worth it to fucking watch a team that's not even, first of all, my team at all.
That's what I was saying about the beard shit, bro. I'm like fucking shaving my fucking mustache or my beard.
Yeah, but that's gonna grow back.
Yo, it's 3 minutes, bro. You're gonna be fine after that.
I can't even smell regular shit, bro. Let us so, fucking fart bomb.
So when you're in the washroom, what do you do?
Has to be gone, bro.
So when you're in the washroom, what do you do? Yakking while you're shitting? This guy's just like, damn. Shit.
Holy nah, fuck. Like, bro, when you go to a public washroom and you smell shit, you have to yak. Don't you feel like yakking? It's disgusting, bro.
Yes, bro. The fart bomb would definitely be worse.
Yeah, that's but, yo, like, it's fuck a that.
Loss. But yo, it's a loss in a bet.
Bro, the washroom today was pretty weird.
Should though. Be a minute if you want to do a fart bomb.
At the sim?
Yes, it was. It
smelled bro. Like piss.
Yo, I hate washrooms that first smell of like all, that, bro.
Yo, in such a busy place, why do they only have 2 urinals, gang? Yo. I walked in there. I'm like, oh, Icky's already in the fucking.
It's not bit. Supposed to be that busy. Yo.
How about fart bomb for yo, 1 minute? 60 seconds.
What if we just buy a dunce cap?
For a full episode?
And 2 dunce caps? Wear it and it says on the top, I'm a loser.
That's fair. That's
that.
I'm down.
We
I'm
can
down.
Pair that up with the shirt.
What's the shirt?
I'm a loser.
Oh, yeah.
Dunce cap with a shirt that says I'm a loser?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
And then they have to do smelling salts on camera.
No. Smelling salts, well, I'll just do.
Yeah, I'm down but then for that.
That shit's jokes.
The losers also have to read a script of like a paragraph. Of
a written manifesto from the winning team.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
I'm down for that still. I'm down.
And we'll make it specific to the team.
No, we'll make it specific to the person. Whoever loses. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can't not, you have to read the whole thing regardless of what it says.
I'm down.
That's
I'm
good.
I'm down.
See? Well, I think you have Google.
Jeff, you better hope these motherfuckers win.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make yours so specific, bro. So great. Good and great.
Yeah, I think they're going to win.
Especially because it's team 2. Oh, man. It's going to hit even harder.
I think Sonny and Brandon do know that Philly has a chance to win.
Well, where do we find a dunce
cap? Yeah, they have a chance. Don't get me wrong.
Well, where can we find a dunce cap, bro?
I'm pretty sure we can just make
one.
Amazon.
It's just like a KKK like hood. No.
KKK clay.
It's just like a pointy. Pointy paper hat.
And Klay Thompson for 3.
All right, yo.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan. Next week.
Yeah, next Monday.
Oh, man. Monday.
Fresh
next
off
week?
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Monday.
Sunday, the Super Bowl. Blood.
Catch us next.
Yeah, we game Monday.
We're going to record right after the Super Bowl?
This is going to be fucked as well.
We can't do that.
But then it's Tuesday.
We have to do it. No, we'll do it during the week.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Or we could just do it. Yeah, we're going to have to do it during the week.
Tuesday.
Can't do Monday. What?
Yo, but that's also why I don't play on Sundays, bro. Sorry, anyways, peace, guys.
Peace.
Guys next Tuesday.